Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard. It's the Sports Weekend here across country and around the globe. Sports Byline broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, presented by American Premium Vodka. Marty Trout along the way, Daniel Ogden, Bailey Peck, the whole crew right here through the weekend. We, you know, I always say it. I love Mondays through Fridays. I love sports weekends. Why? Because sports, a lot of it evolves, happens. Major stories sometimes break over the weekends in the heat of battle, right? That's where we go. Lots to get to. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, Rick Carter a little bit later on in this hour as we take you through, really, as we roll into June right now. You know, listen, NBA, NHL will be on ice here, in about 18 days or whatever. Start to finish 18 days with the NBA Finals. I mean, the Olympics only goes 16 days, so we go 18 days with the Finals, right? We did anyways back in the day. But anyhow, Boston, getting ready for Sunday night's game two. Thursday night, they whack Dallas. We will break that down. We are inside TD Garden. Pretty boisterous crowd, but they left Kyrie, I thought. I mean, they got on him a little bit every time he touched the ball, but, you know, they got sick of doing that after about four or five possessions. And Kyrie was complicit. He was a non-factor. 12 points, 0 for 5 from 3, 6 of 19 shooting. He was god-awful. And Doncic had a weird stat line. I mean, the 30 points, but, you know, one assist. I mean, Dallas looks horrible. This idea that I'm stunned. I'm hearing people, oh, boy, they're going to come right back Sunday night. I don't see it. I originally laughed at people in Boston who said a sweep. And, you know, there's always overreaction to game one. You know, a team wins big, and, oh, boy, you write them off. Dallas has come back from deficits. They got down, 2-0 to the Clips in L.A. So we don't get too crazy after one game. But we'll have a clearer picture as we emerge out of the weekend and into Monday. So away we go. Daniel Ogden again along the way. We'll see about Edmonton in Florida as the Stanley Cup Finals will unfurl down in Sunrise, Florida, South Florida. We look forward to that. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Talking the world of sports here. It's nice to kick back. We're NBA, NHL finals, the NBA game two Sunday night, Boston, Stanley Cup, Saturday night, game one. We roll into summer. For me, that means golf. And how about real quick, Scotty Scheffler, again at the Memorial. Hey, here we are, two rounds complete and eight under. He is so darn consistent. He's always at or near the top of the leaderboard. I mean, it's uncanny, the consistency, the way we go. But, let's do some golf in here. And Jimmy James, the author of Playing from the Rough, outstanding and very great to come on the program. Jimmy, Marty Terrell, thanks for coming on. 100 Greatest Golf Courses, Playing from the Rough, a personal journey through 100 Greatest Golf Courses. Jimmy, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you coming on. It took you some time to put this book together, huh? I mean, this is fantastic. And with Father's Day a week from Sunday, this is going to resonate with a lot of people. Give us the genesis of the idea to do this book, Jimmy. Let's start right there.
Well, playing the courses themselves in a year, all of the wonderful people that I met, understanding the contrast between my life, born into poverty back in the late Jim Crow era in East Texas, just seemed to make a fabulous story that was worth telling. So I ventured to write a book that would attract both golf enthusiasts and non-golfers. Some would come for the golf, stay for the stories. Others would come for the stories and get sucked into the magic of golf.
Yeah, and what's amazing here is you spent a lot of time with ExxonMobil, and this was a post-executive career thing for you to do. And I don't know anybody that takes golf even quasi-seriously that wouldn't want to put Augusta National on their wish list. But this one is Pine Valley I hear about. I hear a lot about the courses over in the UK, but Augusta National coming full circle. This is the one that everyone you know, wants to play, and yet so few can. Can you talk about that, Augusta, and just how that came to pass? And just unbelievable, quite frankly. And luckily, I've been able to go down there, walk that gorgeous course, and see the par three. And now they're bringing in the amateur tournament. They seem to be loosening up just a little bit there. That old Georgia tree farm that Bobby Jones, Robert Tyr Jones, and Cliff Roberts, again, in starting the Masters. So tell us about Augusta National, Jimmy.
I talk about all of that history in Playing from the Rough. The first thing, though, to tell you about is just how fortunate I was to have married the woman I married. My wife facilitated the invite to Augusta National as appreciation for my support of her career. And her first meeting back when she was appointed as the dean of the business school at Emory University, Wyzetta, she asked her advisory board if any of them knew someone who could perhaps invite her husband to play at Augusta National. And one of the businessmen in the group, a local businessman, Len Rogers, said he was friends with Danny Yates and would see if Danny would have an opportunity to invite me. And that is how I got to Augusta National. Now, the club itself, the place itself, is just magical. When the gates open and you're riding down Magnolia Lane with the overarching trees and that antebellum clubhouse with the wraparound columns, it just overwhelms you. Just the magic of the place, as I was riding down toward the clubhouse, it just hit me. I am at Augusta National, that place we all see on television during the Masters. And then the club itself, the experience, everything is perfect and in its place. The course, television doesn't do it justice. The undulation of the fairways and the green, every blade of grass is in its place, manicured. The experience of being there, it's like I had been born into a world that lacked almost everything to find myself entering a world that lacked absolutely nothing.
Playing from the Rough, a personal journey through America's 100 Greatest Golf Courses. We are so pleased to have Jimmy James, the author of this book, longtime ExxonMobil executive, East Texas native, abject poverty, a home with no electricity, and just an unbelievable compilation. We don't have enough time to talk about even 10 golf courses, let alone 100. But here's what I would like you to do. Is there one other than the one that, you know, we referred to Augusta, and I mentioned Pine Valley and some others, is there one or two, Jimmy, that just surprised you after you played it that you just went, wow? One or two, can you share that with us? If you get my gist, I'm wondering if there was a course that just utterly shocked you or surprised you after you were through playing it. Let's hear.
Kenyatta, C-A-N-Y-A-T-A, is a privately owned course. And when I say private, I really mean private. It's owned by Gerald Forsythe, a power equipment magnate. It's in southern Illinois, a little town called Marshall, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And when I say private, it is so private, it has zero members. it's its own private club. There is no pro staff. There's just the golf course superintendent and the groundskeepers. But it is a spectacular, special place. The beauty and splendor of the place, the holes are big and sweeping. It cars through trees. You're in nature, and there's nothing but the symphony of all the different sounds of nature. And I felt like I was in such a serene place and so peaceful when I played there. So it was, I had never heard of it, and it was a surprise. I'd also mention probably the most, what I consider the most underrated course of the top 100 with Somerset Hills. It's almost like two courses, but it has that second hole is a Redan, and I think it's the greatest Redan in golf. And then the course itself, you have these wide sweeping fairways bordered by fescue, shallow bunkers on the front nine. And then on the back nine, you turn into the wilderness with tree-lined fairways, deeper bunkers, and again, just the peaceful calmness of being in the woods.
I mean, this is just remarkable. When I asked you the question, you said Sunyata, like you didn't even pause for a nanosecond. Just amazing. Jimmy James is our guest, Playing from the Rough. What an amazing Father's Day gift for dads and sons and daughters who enjoy golf with fathers and the like. A personal journey through America's 100 greatest golf courses. 100 courses, 33 states, 8,796 strokes. That is, I love those statistics, Jimmy. I really do. What was your average score? About 87, right?
That's it. About 87, almost 80, almost 88. My highest score was 100 at Pikewood National, beautiful course built on the top of a mesa above limestone deposits in Morgantown, West Virginia, that is carved through the trees with greens that fall off into the valley like infinity pool. 105 brutal strokes, my most challenging. My best score, the shortest course at Monterey Peninsula Country Club, 76. It was a day where anything I thought about just happened. The barrier between my mind, what it wanted to do, and my physical body trying to do it just dissipated, and every thought I had turned into a beautiful, splendid swing that put balls exactly where I wanted them to go, and I shot a 76 on that tough course, a long 17-mile drive.
Well, that's unreal. Let me ask you one more question, and I think you might have been asked this before. In those rounds, did you have a hole in one at any of the par threes?
That was the only goal I set for my journey that I did not achieve. I came so close so many times. I had balls stop on the lip, go around the cup, and stop behind the cup, chase right along the edge of the cup, but not a single one of them dropped in.
Did you have to pay greens fees, or did these people know you were writing a book and they give you the old gratuitous, hey, go play it, and we appreciate you choosing our course? How about that real quick?
Mostly greens fees and guest fees, but there were some courses, of course, where the hosts were so generous and kind that they covered the guest fees. Most expensive guest fee, though, was Kenyatta. $750, and I hear it's about $850 now. But it was not cheap.
Well, my favorite course
all the courses was not cheap.
I'm going to ask you real quick. We only got a couple, less than a minute left. I'm going to give me yes or no answers, and then I might follow up with a quick comment. But did you play Oak Hill in Rochester, New York, Victor, New York?
Yes, birdie the first hole.
A course which, by the way, had three.
Yeah.
By the way, a course that had three hole-in-ones on the same hole in the same round back in the U.S. Open the year after Curtis Strange won in Brookline, Massachusetts. Out to Oak Hill, we went in Vesper, Victor, New York, Rochester, for that remarkable course, the seventh hole, as I recall. What about four holes-in-one, not three? The four aces in one single tournament. I think it was the same day, too. One final one. How about my favorite, Brookline Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts?
The Country Club, absolutely.
The Country Club.
Challenging course. They tell you that one is in between, that the first hole is hard, the second's easy, third's hard, and it alternates. They're all hard.
I could sit here and do a whole hour with you. Can we get you back again real soon? I just don't feel like we're doing this justice, but boy, has this been an entertaining 14 minutes. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Congratulations, Simon and Schuster. playing from the rough, a personal journey through Jimmy James, America's 100 greatest golf courses. Father's Day 2024. Get it on your shopping list like I did. Thank you so much, Jimmy. And I do mean it. I'd like to have you back again real soon, okay?
Marty, I'd love to come back and continue this with you one day.
Thank you very much for having me on. I do appreciate it. There you go. And all I can think of is a great friend of mine, Randy Byrne, and Terry Cook, and Brian Verdine. These are three guys I know from Iowa, and they're golf rats. These guys are just, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know if they've done 100 courses, but they're probably on the same plane as Jimmy James. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. We got a lot to get to here on Sports Weekend, Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Oh, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. My buddy Dan Ogden produces the program. Daniel, I got to tell you, man, I got to get you guys to come out and experience Celtic fans, Bruin fans, just New England sports fans, Boston sports fans. These fans last night, man, I mean, they got on Kyrie a little bit, but, you know, I just sat there and I just, some of the stuff they do and get away with is just unbelievable. It is. It is the most. They can be. I hate saying this because I'm one of them. They can be worse than New Yorkers. I mean, it's just the stuff that comes out of their mouth and in that accent. Hey, Kyrie. Hey, Kyrie. You know, they just, why don't you leave the leprechaun on the floor, the defenseless leprechaun? You see the leprechaun with the pipe in his there? What are you smoking your pipe? I'm just, and you know what it is? It's alcohol. They get tanked, Daniel. They do. You got to come out here someday, dude. Put it on your bucket. Maybe you've been. I don't know. Have you? Have you ever experienced these crazy fans here in New England? They're nuts.
I have been to Fenway. I was actually the game where I want to say it was the Tigers. Euclid got hit and charged the mound. It was definitely an experience.
Hey, I remember that. Yes. Oh, I tell you, last night. I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, and they, you know, of course, Kyrie. Or I don't know if you knew this, but when he left Boston, he came back and he did a little dance on the leprechaun, the center court logo, and the leprechaun's winking and he's smoking a pipe, you know, and I'm thinking, who thinks of this stuff? Hey, Kyrie, what's in your pipe? You know, what are you smoking? And they're just, and Kyrie even grinned at one point. I give him credit. He just looked at the guy and it was during warmups and he just grinned. And it was just, I mean, they could be really funny, but boy, I tell you, later in the game. And luckily, it was a blowout. See, that's just it. The Boston fans, see, they're fair weather fans because if the Celtics were getting beat, they get more acerbic and they get more nasty, and then the horrible stuff comes out of their mouth. But if they're winning or it's a tight game, then they're on edge. And then you throw the fact that these fans are gambling because they're looking at their phones and they're talking, you know, you can hear them. And it's even worse now more than ever because it's legal. You know, in the old days, you knew they had money on it, but now it's just that people are so blatant. I mean, there's kiosk everywhere. I mean, I don't know if there's specific gambling, you know, but there's all sorts of, you know, entertainment on their phones and information on their phones, and they're clicking their phones, and they just get it's crazy. And I'll tell you, when Dallas put together that run and the 29-point lead whittled down to 8 at 72-64. Then you started to see these fans get all riled up here. And then the Celtics went on a 14-0 run back up to 22, game, set, and match. All right, Daniel, our producer and contributor here on Sports Weekend. Your take, Boston up one game. They win it 107-89. How do you see it? And how do you assess the series with one game in the books? Let's hear.
Well, I'd have to say Porzingis was incredible. I think the biggest thing for Boston is Tatum didn't even really have a great game, and they still won very comfortably and easily. Now, I think Dallas is going to shoot better than they did. I feel like the moment was maybe a little bit big for Lively. And Derek Jones needs to shoot better, obviously. Luka was, what, like 4 of 12 from 3? And he got a bunch of open looks that he just missed flat out. Kyrie didn't play well. So I think it's still interesting. I still think Boston's going to win in 5 or 6. But I think Dallas will get a game or two. And I really just don't want to see Mark Cuban win.
You don't? I want. I mean, he's not even the majority of the owner anymore. He only owns 27%. I mean, he sold for what, several billion dollars, like he needs the money. You know, he sold the majority stake in the Mavs, did Cuban, and he also has given up Shark Tank. This is his last season of Shark Tank, so he's going to have.
I'm glad, because he's become annoying as heck on that show, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, he like complains about
more.
Everything.
He talks down to all the
entrepreneurs at this point. I'm ready for him to go, and I'm glad he's not the majority owner of the Mavs anymore. And I don't really have a dog in the fight, but I'd like to see Boston win, mainly because I don't like Cuban, and I think Luka whines a lot.
Cuban's my guy. I can't believe you're killing him. Do you understand that he is responsible for streaming, right? Broadcast.com. He wanted to hear his Indiana Hoosier games, right? He wanted to hear his Hoosier games, so he ended up founding Broadcast.com, sold it to AOL, made his first billion. you and I are probably not on the air right now if it wasn't for Mark Cuban. Are you absolutely looking a gift horse down its nostrils? Are you, Daniel?
Yeah, still don't like him. Don't care.
Yeah. Nah, he's all
right. It's just a personal thing. It's fine. Yeah. And I'm sure he's got plenty of money. He doesn't care what I think about him.
No, it's all right. I like hearing people's opinions. I like the fact that he gets on refs, and I think I'll tell you the one thing I love about Cuban, and I like this trait in any human being. Whatever you do, be passionate about it. That's it. Be passionate. If you can't be passionate, if you don't care, C-A-R-E, the most important four-letter word in the alphabet, care, right? Care.
Hey, no argument there. He definitely cares about
basketball. He cares. I mean, the guy
cares.
And
all of his business.
I don't care if the guy is, you know, I love CMP. I don't care what any person, place, or thing, or any individual does for a career. Care. I remember one time, I always tell this story because it's the gospel truth. I got into this cab, a taxi. This is before Uber. This was probably back in the 80s, early 90s, whatever. Cell phones weren't even really, maybe, but no, I don't even think so. But I could tell you this in 40 seconds. I got into a cab curbside at LaGuardia, inbound to New York City, Manhattan, and I got in a cab, and the guy's cab was clean. This cab driver, he didn't have a low fuel light. He didn't have a check engine light on. The smell of that cab was unbelievable. He had the New York Daily News, the New York Post. He had the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times in a nice little rack behind. It was unbelievable. He had bottled water. He had snacks. Time of the day snacks. He had like little muffins there. And I'm like, I've never seen anything like this. I never forget that. That cab driver was the absolute best. And I got out of that cab saying, you know what? I hope I get that guy. And then I ended up reading about him in GQ magazine. That is the gospel truth. The cab driver that cared. All right, I digress. You know what I care about? Rick Carter. All right? Rick Carter cares about puck. We're going to talk Stanley Cup with him coming up next year on Sports Weekend. Don't go away.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger. InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work, and in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center at 515-355-3200.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Getting together with friends to watch the game then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we are indeed talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Weekend Edition, Sports Weekend. I always say Weekend Edition. It's Sports Weekend. We're presented by American Premium Vodka. You just heard that. American Premium Vodka, celebrate responsibly. And, you know, don't drink and drive and all that stuff, right? Indeed. All right, let's get him in here, Rick Carter. I'm going to throw Rick Carter a nice curveball here. I mean, he is hockey savant. But I got
Marty. I can always count on you for a curveball.
Yeah, I'm gonna. But I'll tell you right now, the Cubs are coming back. But those White Sox, Rick, 14 losses
wow.
in a row. My Red Sox are out there pounding them. Back to back nights. It was Groundhog Day earlier this week. Two blown 5-1 leads up north at Wrigley Field. They lose both games 7-6. Now they're going to trade Robert. He is going to be out of there. They got rid of Cease. They're getting rid of just about everybody. And, boy, Reinstein, that is just a god-awful team. They're going to lose 125 games this year if they're not careful. They really are.
They are
horrible.
Absolutely agree. Yeah, they're awful. It's they can't get out of their own way right now.
Indeed. You know, Rick, you know, the Cubs, of course, 2016, we'll get to the puck in a moment. What's the difference between Cubs and White Sox fans from a guy that spends a lot of time in the great city of Chicago? What's the difference? Some people say, well, it's blue collar. And I say, well, there's a lot of beer swilling Cub fans, too, that, you know, may work somewhere up there in the north suburbs. But is there a trait or two that is inherent to White Sox fandom as opposed to the Cubs brethren? Tell me. Let's hear.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, it's a north side versus south side mentality. And, you know, the south side hates the north side because they see the north side as a bunch of yuppies and have the haves versus the have-nots, I guess is what they kind of describe it as. But, you know, listen, there's a whole different vibe around Wrigley Field with the restaurants, the bars, the rooftops, et cetera.
Yeah,
they've got a great thing going on right now. And the south side, no offense, you're in the middle of some ghetto like living, and it's not you don't want to go down there and go to the bars, you don't want to go there and go to restaurants. So that's the big difference. And you know, that's, but yeah, I mean, it is a more blue collar, you know, union. They follow the White Sox and they love them, but man, they're hard to watch. And if they move their stadium, I think they would do a heck of a lot better.
You know, I was down at the U.S. Cellular at the time, 2005, and they were getting ready. It was before game one of the World Series when they beat the Houston Astros, Roger Clemens and company, back in 2005. Or was it Andy Pettit? I think it was Pettit. But anyways, I will just say this. I'm there in the first base dugout area. It's during batting practice. And who's there sitting right behind me talking on his cell phone? And I'm looking at this guy with the thickest black hair you've ever seen in your life. And he's talking incessantly on his phone. And I finally recognize it. Who do you think it was? See if you can guess.
I'm going to say wrestling's the honky tonk man.
No, I have no idea. It was Blagojevich.
Oh, Rod Blagojevich.
Blagojevich, yeah. And so I said, how you doing, Governor? How you doing, Governor? Yeah, yeah. And I had my phone, and my brother, who lived back east at the time, and he's a Chicago guy. He lived out in Barrington and Crystal Lake area, Hoffman Estates. I said, hey, Blagojevich, say hi to my brother. And they were talking on the phone for a minute. But, man, oh, man, the guy.
That's
and
fun.
He talked the whole game. The whole game. My seats were right in front of him, and he talked the whole game. And I was glad he got up with his people and left early. But anyways, Rick, let's get to puck. Come on, I digress. Here we go.
Yep.
The puck's finally going to drop mine. We have to wait a whole week. Drives me crazy. Same deal with the NBA. You've had a lot of time to contemplate. Give me your assessment now as we get ready for Panthers Edmonton. Give me the skinny, and then we'll get into some of these salient points here. Let's go. Take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, everybody that you hear and talk to, at least everybody that I'm talking to right now, they're, you know, they think this series comes down to special teams. And, you know, I'm a take the other side guy. And I think that special teams is going to be important here, but it's that 5-on-5 play that is going to decide this series, not the special teams, in my opinion.
Well, when you say when you say special teams, you're specifically saying how a team performs with a man advantage on the power play. Is that correct or no?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's face it. And the advantage clearly goes to the Oilers when it comes to special teams. You know, they've got a power play that's executing at almost 37 to 38%. Where the Panthers are just over 23%. Now, with that being said, you know, I also look at the way these two teams play, and you know what might be, you know, kind of a glaring difference between the special teams. Keep in mind, the Panthers, I guess they're looked at as the least disciplined team in the league with the most penalties, but with the reason behind that is they have the most hits. And come Stanley Cup time, they are going to impose their will on the Edmonton Oilers, in my opinion. And that's going to happen 5-on-5. Yes, they're going to take some penalties, but they've got a very good power. They've got a very good penalty kill, and they put pressure like Edmonton hasn't seen yet. And I think, you know, they're going to probably get some goals on the power play, but I give the edge to the Florida Panthers here.
Talking
in 5-on-5 play.
Yep. Talking to Rick Carter from Chicago. He is our, along with Brock Hines, he's one of our two Stanley Cup and pro hockey analysts. He also helped us with the Frozen Four, and love having him on. Does a great job. He is presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. All right, Rick. You know, Connor McDavid. Leon Draisaitl, I mean, Heyman, I mean, this is a power keg offense, rivaling
yep.
in terms of numbers of Curry, Gretzky, and Messier. And I'm not going over the top with that. There's numbers to support that. So that firepower, I think, isn't probably getting enough credibility or enough recognition or acknowledgement south of the U.S.-Canada border. I think here in the States, we're going, oh, Edmonton, and it's been 30 years since a Canadian team has won the Cup. So tell me, is Edmonton being overlooked here perhaps a little bit?
Well, I think to a certain extent, absolutely they are. And the reason they're overlooked is, let's face it, I don't know about you, but come 10 p.m., I'm ready to go to bed. And that's when Edmonton is just dropping the puck right before that. So they don't get the same viewership that many of these other teams are getting, and therefore I think they do get a little bit overlooked. But anybody who knows hockey knows that clearly Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are, if not the two best players in the world, they're in the conversation for the top five for sure.
Well, Florida, the state of Florida, is getting a lot of attention. This is the fifth year in a row that Florida has had a team in the Stanley Cup Finals. Of course, we had Tampa winning two, obviously, and then they lost one. And then, obviously, this is the second go-round for Florida, as they were an 8 seed a year ago and got ousted and lost the Cup to Las Vegas, as Vegas won it 4-1. Usually a team that goes through what they went through last year, and that is a disappointing loss, boy, they come back with a vengeance the next year. Do you think that will apply here? In other words, that Florida is going to really, really still have a little bit of the after effects of that stinging loss, even though they were an 8 seed and kind of an outlier. I think they're extremely well coached out of Paul Maurice. Is there going to be intense focus and, do you think, determination that's going to unfurl here before our eyes starting on Saturday night down in Florida? Let's hear about the Panthers.
Absolutely. I think that last year they felt like they put their best foot forward, because you had, you know, three of their top players were really ailing going into the Cup Finals. And, you know, it's tough to be, you know, they're kind of led by their heart and soul, Matthew Tkachuk. And, you know, last year he basically had a broken sternum. He had some other issues. You know, big defenseman was playing on a broken foot and some other issues. So Montour had surgery after the season. You know, that's just, it's really tough to overcome. I mean, clearly Vegas is a great team, but I don't think that Florida felt like they put their best foot forward last year, and they were coming in on, you know, just gasping for air, in my opinion.
Glad you brought up Tkachuk. You know, when I was at the Bruins-Florida series in Boston, I'm in New England right now, we're talking to Rick Carter, I was at game two, and the Florida wives and the Florida girlfriends were sitting close by, and they were very nice and very approachable, and we were giving them a hard time. And they said, oh, you know, you Boston fans, you know, and your reputation precedes you, and we were just having some fun. It really was good stuff. But here's what she said. This one particular gal said, and actually it was one of the Bruins player who's also part of the quote-unquote St. Louis contingent. And Tkachuk is a St. Louis guy. And that city, man, and we know the Blues are big. But, Rick, that area, boy, do they produce some hockey players. And Tkachuk is probably an example of what the Art City guys are like. These are gritty players. That kid is talented, but he's as tough as nails. And saying tough in a hockey player almost seems like redundant. But what about Tkachuk, and what about that whole group of St. Louis guys? Man, I don't know if it's the youth programs there, junior program. I don't know what it is. But, boy, does that city and that area produce some great hockey players. Let's start with Tkachuk, because he's a lunch pail guy on that Florida Panther team.
Yeah, so what the thing about St. Louis is, for some reason, a lot of the players that have played there, they like it so much that they stick around, and that's grown the youth hockey programs there. I don't have a number, but it's having grown up with my son playing against them, it's impressive what they've done down there, because, you know, theoretically a smaller market, but they've got great guys like, you know, Tkachuk's old man that stuck around, that coached his kids, and, you know, they've really developed some talent down there for sure. And it's that mentality that, you know, where guys want to stick around and they want to grow the game in a certain area that is so fun to watch. And, you know, Matthew Tkachuk and his brother Brady, I mean, what competitors they are. And, you know, what a great couple kids to grow a team around, that's for sure.
Yeah, we only got a minute left. The goaltending, real quick, is this going to be just too much of an edge for Bobrovsky over Skinner, Florida over Edmonton at the end? A lot of people say it'll come down to goaltending, and if so, Florida's going to be skating around with Lord Stanley Cup. Give me 30 seconds on the goaltenders.
Skinner, you know, the one thing you like about him is that you write him off, he becomes, and he stops everything. When you say he's the guy, he implodes. So what are we going to get? We don't really know. I'm looking forward to seeing two top-notch goaltenders go at it, but I give the edge to Bobrovsky, and, you know, he's a 35-year-old guy, never won a cup. I give him the edge. He's going to be on his game.
Rick, I hope you know you're appreciated, man. We love your professionalism. We love your intensity and the fact that you care deeply about it, and it comes through on the air. Let's double back next week and get updated on things, okay?
You got it, Marty.
Take care. Rick Carter along with Brock Hines, our two outstanding pro and college hockey analysts. They do such a great job with puck, and they carry me through it. They really do. All right, good job out of the whole crew. We're coming back. What we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. We got MMA. We got boxing. Paul and Tyson are going to fight November now. It's not going to be in July. It's going to be in November. We got a lot to get to still here on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This might be an omen. Little Boston. Yeah. A little Boston music right there. I think I drive people nuts with that stuff. They're like, why don't you just play Aerosmith? Why don't you just play Donna Summer? She was from Dorchester. All right. Why don't you play, who else is from Boston? Let me give you a few more. Jay Giles. Why don't you play some Jay Giles? The Cars. Why don't you play The Cars? Rick Ocasek, Benjamin Orr. Play The Cars. I love driving you guys nuts out there in California. Daniel Ogden, great job out of you. Hey, listen, we got fight stuff coming up this weekend. Stay with us. We got the weekend. We're a week out from Father's Day. We just got a ton going on here on Sports Byline. We love you folks for listening. Great job out of Jimmy James, Out of the Rough. 100 golf courses in America, 8,700 some odd strokes. He didn't get a hole in one, but he wrote a book about those 100 courses. And I think he said Kenyatta in some obscure southern Illinois town. $750, now $850 to play 18 holes of golf. Ouch. All right, Daniel Ogden, thank you. Thanks to everybody, Blake Byrne, Bailey Peck, all of our people. Tucker Byrne with the Byrne Clan. We want to thank them for all their contributions and support here. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. More sports talk right around the corner here on Sports Byline. Adios.